we understand that a number of men entered the premises during the night and that they ransacked the premises and they took cigarettes and vapes and any cash that they could put their hands on, and done a considerable amount of damage to the shop. And I spoke to the owners and they are distraught that this has happened again. You know, following on from a burglary that was in Beltraya last week. And two months ago, Joe Queenan's premises was broken into in his groan and his house. And there's a number of other burglaries happened that are not being reported, unfortunately, because they don't want to bring the attention to them that it has happened to them, and they're just dealing with it. And that's regrettable. So this is an ongoing situation. And as we know, Garda numbers are continuing to fall, even though they're doing the Gardaí that are serving at the moment in West Sligo are doing a brilliant job.
It's undoubtedly a hugely concerning time for those various communities in question in West Sligo, Councillor Clark.
Well, absolutely. Now, as we approach the longer nights, the darker nights, you know, people will be concerned. And I'd encourage them to take whatever necessary steps to have to protect themselves, you know, whether it's by a dog or by security systems or camera systems. This situation will be ongoing because it's not being dealt with in the way it should be. And I know that Gardaí are frustrated that the action isn't being taken and that more Gardaí are involved in relation to deterring those criminals from breaking into private properties.